You're listening to KUNR. I'm Michelle Billman. Drivers traveling through northern Nevada have long complained about Reno's Spaghetti Bowl, the point where Interstate 80 meets with U.S. Highway 395. And the Nevada Department of Transportation, or NDOT, is proposing several different fixes to alleviate traffic and improve safety. NDOT will be approving a plan in a couple of months after a public comment period, which is happening now. Here to talk more about this is KUNR's Bree Zender. Bree, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Michelle.
So tell me about the Spaghetti Bowl at the moment. What are some of the issues that NDOT is facing?
So the Spaghetti Bowl was built in the late 1960s and early 70s. And when it was built, it was designed to accommodate about 90,000 travelers each day. And right now, the Spaghetti Bowl sees around 260,000 vehicles a day, which is around three times the amount that it's designed for. So obviously there's a lot of problems. There's too many cars for what it was designed for. Here's Steve Cook. He's one of the folks that's working on the project right now with NDOT.
It means everything. I mean, this is the fundamental backbone of Northern Nevada. The community needs this. Everybody needs it. And it's been needed for quite some time.
NDOT also conducted a study of the bowl and tracked all of the traffic incidents that happened there. The documents say that between 2010 and 2015, over 500 severe accidents occurred at the Wells Interchange on the western side of the Spaghetti Bowl. So that's just one section of the Spaghetti Bowl. This is a really dangerous spot.
And Bree, NDOT has three different plans that they're proposing. Can you tell me about those?
So the first plan that they are proposing is what they're calling ramp braiding, which is basically, you know, the on-ramps that go towards the different highways that make the Spaghetti Bowl. They're going to be kind of stacking two different lanes on top of each other in kind of a bridge format that, you know, they're just creating more opportunities for cars to get onto the other roads. Another plan is to, you know, keep the Spaghetti Bowl intact where it's at in terms of its structure, but limiting the roads around it so that cars don't get to the Spaghetti Bowl as often as they do. So that might require limiting or closing some of the roads that would lead to the Spaghetti Bowl. And what NDOT is proposing, their preferred plan, is basically a combination of the two. So, you know, both this, what's called ramp braiding, and limiting access to the Spaghetti Bowl.
And NDOT has released so far an environmental impact statement on the proposed project, the one they prefer. What did we find out from that document?
So the biggest takeaway that I saw from the impact statement is that it has a pretty solid impact on housing in Reno and Sparks, though noting that none of this is completely guaranteed at the moment because nothing has been set in stone. Though NDOT officials told me that people who live in over 800 residences would need to move to make way for basically new lanes and expanding the roads. So this might impact folks mainly in the northwestern part of the Spaghetti Bowl, which is Ward 3 of Reno, represented by City Councilman Oscar Delgado. And Delgado told me that many of the folks in these neighborhoods are low income and communities of color. NDOT is legally required to provide a fair market value on the land and the home, as well as moving assistance and compensation to rental tenants. And officials told me that in addition to the legal requirements, the agency is trying to add additional time to assist folks who need to move. So this adds up to around 6 years or so, depending on the household and their need.
Bree, what's the timeline at the moment for this project? Where are we?
Right now, NDOT is taking public comment through next month before they make a decision on what plan they're going with. And up next is the design process itself. And the project is scheduled to begin construction in early 2020, finishing up in late 2021. In the meantime, there is a public hearing about the project on Wednesday, the 12th of December. NDOT says this is kind of the last chance for the public to give feedback to them about this project. It's from 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Reno Sparks Convention Center, room A3. I'll be there live tweeting from the event. I'd love to know what you think about the plans or if you have any questions about it. I'm at Bree Zender, Bree with two E's on Twitter. Or you can shoot me an email, news@kunr.org. And also, if you want to see some visuals for the project, they've got lots of cool simulations on NDOT's website for the Spaghetti Bowl, ndotspaghettibowl.com.
Bree Zender is KUNR's Morning Edition host and a reporter for KUNR. I'm Michelle Billman.
Thanks, Michelle.